A good place to start is the public airport in Madison County, where students enrolled in Eastern Kentucky University's aviation program may take off and land as many as 100 times a day. In addition to student instruction, private planes and corporate jets are regular airport users. Most rural airports in Kentucky are pretty basic: a runway, a hangar or two, and a building housing a conference room and lounge. However small, it still takes money to run an airport.
Well, it is expensive. An airport is a transportation system, just like roads, bridges, railways, and those kinds of things.
Take, for example, says Madison County Airport Board Member George Wyatt, lighting systems,
which need to be maintained, and the lights need to be burning 24/7 in many cases.
And that gets expensive. Madison and the dozens of rural airports in Kentucky get $150,000 a year from the Federal Aviation Administration for operations. They may also receive money from local governments. For example, the Madison County facility gets $10,000 each from the cities of Richmond, Berea, and the county government. Plus, there's revenue from fuel sales and fees from independent contractors who offer flying lessons and maintain aircraft. Still, the airport is not self-supporting. Eastern Kentucky University this summer took over management and expects the airport to be self-supporting. The university has hedged its bets by allocating $112,000 to a contingency fund in its 2011-12 budget. In addition to the high costs, unabashed aviation advocate Steve Parker contends rural airports are misunderstood.
Some people tell me, airports, rich guys flying club. Have you ever heard that? Rich guys flying club. I can't own an airplane, and I've never owned an airplane in my life. I can't afford it, right? It's not a rich guys flying club.
So the 30-year Air Force pilot and Kentucky Aviation Association board member has taken it upon himself to educate Kentuckians on what rural airports do and the economic benefits.
They don't question the value of the interstate because if they dial 911, the ambulance comes on the highway. But when it comes to airports, a lot of people never step foot on an airport because they're not a private pilot. They don't have a business, perhaps, that uses, so they don't come on here. But when I was at the University of Washington, they had a phrase, the University of Washington, you get something out of it whether you go there or not.
And that something, as far as airports are concerned, is bang for the buck. Parker claims for every dollar invested in airports, $47 come back to the community. Madison County Airport Board Member George Wyatt describes airports as economic magnets.
Business executives, if they're looking for an industrial site or retail sites, do not come to town on a Greyhound bus. They come to the local airport. The local airport is the front door to the community.
And increasingly, says Wyatt, business people interested in coming to a community arrive at the front door on corporate jets. Some might consider Kentucky's 59 airports as too many. On the contrary, Steve Parker says adjacent states have more. He's mapped out 4 or 5 areas in the Commonwealth he considers underserved.
Look at extreme southeast Kentucky. They need infrastructure. They need jobs. And there's no airport near them. We're trying to build one there, but it's hard.
And expensive. Parker says building an airport costs a minimum of $15 million. But that doesn't prevent aviation advocates from trying. They say more and more communities consider airports a necessity and not a luxury. Parker says just ask the 61 Kentucky counties that don't have one. For WEKU News, I'm Ron Smith.